So we're doing the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Vezosa Bracha. The Medrash begins like this: Vezota Beracha. Our Parsha says this is the blessing that Moshe blessed the Jewish people at the end of his days. Zeh Shamar Katuv, about this the verse says, Rabot Banot Asuchail Ve'at Alit Al Kulana. Many girls did valor, but you topped them all. Zobi Chatoshen Moshe. That's a reference to the blessing of Moshe compared to the blessings of the others. The avos, the patriarchs, each one blessed their generation, and none amongst them had a blessing like Moshe's blessing. Noach blessed his children, and a fight erupted, right? He blessed two of his sons, he cursed Ham. Shenemar's the verse says, Baruch Hashem lo kishem, Yafter kin yef bishkon ba'olei shem, v'yichanan evet lamo. He blesses Shem, he blesses Yefet, he curses Canaan. So, it wasn't peaceful. Yitzchak beracht Yaakov, Yitzchak blessed Yaakov, v'aitav v'yichatok tatam. We know there was a fight. As the Pasuk says, Yitzchak blessed him, he said, v'yiten chad birkat Avraham, v'achicha b'mima v'yikach b'chatecha. A few seconds later, Esav comes in with a claim. Yitzchak tells Esav, you know, your brother swindled, and he took your blessings. And then the pasuk says, that Esav held contempt; he hated Yaakov over the blessing that he stole. Yaakov birach et hashvatim. Yaakov blessed the tribes. And there was fighting. Shochiach liRuven, because in his blessings he rebuked Reuven, as the pasuk says, "Pachas kamaim al totar." V'chen Shimon v'Levi, and also Shimon and Levi, in their blessings also there was rebuke. Moshe Rabbeinu was only blessing the Jewish people. Here we see an indication from the Medrash that we have to understand Moshe's blessing like the Ramban says. There's an argument among the Rishonim why Moshe didn't bless the tribe of Shimon. So Rashi says, and Ibn Ezra goes with him, that the tribe of Shimon, we see their leader was the one who sinned with Cosby. The leader of Shimon was Zimri ben Salu, and Zimri went and he lived with a Midianite woman in front of everyone, and then he was killed. So the tribe of Shimon, they were troublemakers. Now, a few days before Moshe's passing, about 2 or 3 months beforehand, they were sinning with the women of Midian, so that's why they didn't get blessed. That's how Rashi and the Ibn Ezra say. The Ramban says, no way. We find that there were 5 families of Binyamin that were killed after they sinned with the daughters of Midian, and it wasn't the head of the tribe of Shimon, it was just Rosh Beis Av, the head of a family among Shimon. We don't find that Shimon were the ones who were most sinful, and there were other places in the Egel where other tribes were more sinful. Can't be that the tribe of Shimon wasn't blessed. So the Ramban says, really, throughout our history we're counted as 12 tribes. Sometimes we count Levi, and then Yosef counts as one tribe. Sometimes we count Yosef as 2 tribes, as the 2 sons, Ephraim and Menashe, and then Levi is left out. Here, Moshe had on tradition that he has to give a direct blessing to Levi, because their blessing is that their sacrifices will find favor before God, so that's a blessing for all of the Jewish people. He had to bless Levi. And he also had to bless Yosef's 2 sons separately. Now, he couldn't discuss 13 tribes, because traditionally we're always 12. 12, we correspond to the hours of the day, to correspond to the constellations, correspond to the months of the year. We have many correspondences that are 12. No. So, the blessing had to be for 12 tribes. So, the tribe of Shimon, when Yaakov blessed them, he said, "Achalekem bi Yaakov ve'afitzem bi Yisrael." I will scatter them among the Jewish people. So, the Ramban says, when Moshe blessed each tribe, the blessing was for that tribe, and the Shimon got their blessings as those that lived among that tribe. They didn't have a set section in the land of Israel. They were scattered throughout the land. That was Yaakov's blessing for them. Yaakov said, you guys have anger. Anger is something that can be used for positive and can be used for negative. If you'll be united as one tribe, your anger will be destructive. If you'll be scattered among the Jewish people, it'll be like a sharp spice that's scattered among a broth. So when it's scattered, then it adds good flavor. You can't sit down and eat just pepper. But if you add pepper to chont, it could be very yummy. You add salt, a big pot of meat, so it's delicious. But a spoonful of salt is not delicious. So Yaakov said, your blessing, the tribe of Shimon, is that I scatter you. When you're scattered, you'll be beneficial to the Jewish people. You'll add the spice the times that you do need anger. But you'll have the rest of the tribe to bounce you out. But if you're in your own secluded area, you'll be troublemakers. It won't be good for you, it won't be good for the people. So that's what the Ramban says, that it, God forbid, the tribe of Shimon wasn't skipped. The tribe of Shimon got each blessing. They got each tribe's blessing in accordance to where they lived in the land of Israel. And we have to say that, we have to say something like that, because otherwise, what's the Medrash telling us? The Medrash says, there was no fighting in Moshe's blessing. Everyone was happy. What about the tribe of Shimon? They didn't get blessed. So if we understand it like the Ramban says, that they did get blessed. They got the blessing of each and every tribe. So then we could say that maybe that's why they weren't upset. And this would be a support to the Ramban's understanding. According to Rashi and Ibn Ezra, that say that, no, tribe Shimon, they got punished. They didn't get blessed. So then it's no different than all the other blessings. Why is this any better? So I'm just saying, the Medrash seems to be supportive of the Ramban's understanding. Where did our forefathers learn to bless their generations? Min HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from God. When God created first man, Berchoi blessed him, as the verse says, and they reaped the benefits of that blessing until there came along the Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood. They all sinned, and they undid the blessing. God says, I want to wipe them out. Noah comes out of the ark. God sees that they no longer have the blessing, so God gives a new blessing for them to procreate. And then everyone gained the blessing until Avram came along, and God gave Avram an extra blessing. God said, it's not right that I always have to come down and bless. From now on, it's your responsibility to bless. And God told Avram, I'm giving you and your offsprings the possibility to bless. You guys will bless, and I'll support your blessing. So that's why we find blessings one after another. Our job is to bless. There were great rabbis that when they'd walk by masses of Jews, they'd always give them blessings. They'd walk by yeshiva, they'd bless the people. Hashem says, you bless my people, I'll bless you. I'll support your blessing and I'll bless you. So they said, they're gaining and I'm gaining. So whenever they'd walk by a yeshiva, something like that, they'd always bless the people.
That's why
quietly.
You should get a bracha from Allah, or is that something different?
That could be part of this also. Here we're talking about blessing the whole generation, though. We're not talking about individual blessings. Okay. The Medrash over here goes into why Avram didn't bless Yitzchak. We find Yitzchak blesses Yaakov. Why didn't Avram bless Yitzchak? Because Avram foresaw that Yitzchak would have a son, Esav. He said, if I just give him blessing, so then who knows which way it'll go. It could go to Yaakov, it could go to Esav. So he said, I'm leaving it to God. There's a mashal, a famous mashal here. An owner of a field tells a person, you take care of my field, you take care of the plants. And in that vineyard, there were two trees intertwined. One was a tree of life, and the other one was a tree of death. So the sharecropper, the guy who was in charge of it, said, what am I going to do? If I take care of these trees, if I take care of the tree of life, the tree of death will also get taken care of. That's not good. What am I supposed to do? I'll wait till the master comes, till the owner comes, and we'll see what he says to do. So to Avram said, I'm not blessing Yitzchak, I'm leaving it up to God. You decide what to do between Yitzchak. Yitzchak's going to have two sons. You decide how to work it out between them. So that's why we don't find that Avram blessed Yitzchak. He left it for Hashem. When Avram died, so Hashem really came and blessed Yitzchak. Yaakov got his father's two blessings, and the one of Avram, and the one that the Malach blessed him, and one that God blessed him. So Yaakov got five blessings in his lifetime. And he added a blessing to the tribes. He blessed them six. Came along Moshe Rabbeinu in our parsha and added another blessing to Am Yisrael. And Am Yisrael had seven blessings. Five from Yaakov that Yaakov inherited. Another one that Yaakov gave. And another one from Yaakov himself. Let's just quickly move forward just 1 second. There's a very important medrash at the end over here, and then we'll have to conclude. The medrash says like this. Nedu says, it says in the Pasuk, this is the blessing that Moshe blessed them, Lifnei Moto, before his passing. So says the Medrash, where at Ot Gimel, the third letter. Medrash says like this. V'chita aleh al datcha, would you think that Moshe blessed them after he died? Why does the Pasuk tell us he blessed them before he died? The Pasuk means he blessed them before the angel of death. God told Moshe, go up the mountain and die. So the angel of death thought, okay, God told him to die, I can take his life. So he came down and he stood on top of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe said, God already promised me, you're not getting a hold of me. So Moshe Rabbeinu took the angel of death, wrestled him to the floor, and when he was lying there under Moshe, Moshe started the blessing. When the Pasuk says he blessed the Jewish people before his death, it means when he had overcome the angel of death. The angel of death had come and he said, you're not taking hold of me. God said he's taking me personally. I'm not dying the way other people die. And then after he won that battle, he stood before the Jewish people and blessed them. The angel of death said to Moshe, you know, God sent me. You're going to die today. And Moshe said, get out of here. I want to bless God. I'm not dying. I'm staying alive. I'm recounting the glories of God. So the angel said, why are you being so proud? God has those to praise him in heaven. He doesn't need you. Moshe said, I'll make them quiet, and I'm going to praise God on my own. And that's why Moshe begins his song of praise, Hazinu Hashemayim Vadabera. Heavens, listen up. Now I'm going to talk. Now I'm going to praise God. The angel comes a second time, and Moshe Rabbeinu says God's hidden name, and he runs away. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, that's why in the beginning of our parsh, of Hazinu, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to call out God's name, and you'll all give greatness to Hashem. He came a third time, and God said, and Moshe said, you know what, he's coming from heaven. So I have to declare that everything is fair, even that I'm going to die. And that's why in Hazinu, Moshe Rabbeinu then says, whatever God does is fair. Even though I'm going to die, it's fair. That's what's supposed to be. Tzadik ve'yashar hu. Moshe felt that he was on the verge of death, and Moshe Rabbeinu told himself, calm down, don't die. He felt himself on the verge of death. He told himself, don't die, don't let the angel of death get a hold of you. And Moshe told himself, God promised you won't be given into his hand, don't give up now. The Nefesh says, you'll see them crying, will you cry with them? It says, no, God says, I'll save me from crying. What about when they try to push you into perdition? He said, God promised me I'm not going there. He said, so where are you going to go? She said, I'm going before God. And when Moshe heard that, so then he told his Nefesh, okay. So then, Shuvi Nafshilim Nuchaychi, it's time to be put to rest. When he passed away, so the Jewish people declared, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. And the end of the Torah, Tzidkat Hashem Asa Umishpatav Im Yisrael, says the Medrash, was a declaration of the angels above, and Hashem himself said the Pasuk, Velokam Naviod B'Yisrael, there was no prophet among the Jewish people like Moshe Rabbeinu. So Chazal tell us that the last 8 psukim of the Torah, it's unclear who wrote. One understanding is Moshe wrote them with his tears. Another understanding is that God had Yoshua write them. Moshe did not write them. There are different understandings in Chazal. Who wrote the last 8 psukim in the Torah? And do they have the same holiness as other psukim? Some Rishonim say, if you don't have a minyan in Shul, ordinarily you can't read in the Torah. Those 8 psukim you could read. That they don't have the holiness of the rest of the Torah, the last 8 psukim, the 8 psukim that describe how Moshe died, and that there was no prophet like Moshe, etc. So those 8, the last 8 psukim of the Torah, there is an opinion that says that wasn't Moshe.
The Torah, like someone like me.
Navi Yakim Kamoni, right.
How do you put those two things together?
It's a good question. Chazal discuss it. Chazal say that's the Mashiach. The Mashiach will be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. Lo kam bi Yisrael. Chazal discuss it. There's one more medrash which I'm not finding now. It's a very important medrash in the end of Zos HaBracha. Give me one second.